Proverbs 3, verses 21 and 22. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. As we study the book of Proverbs, there appears to be some things that are said time and time again. Are these vain repetitions of the same old things, said in a little different way, perhaps, but nevertheless with nothing new to commend them? Hardly. Every word of God is pure. There are, however, some things that are repeated from time to time for emphasis and to help ensure our not missing them. The next time you read the book of Psalms, look for this. It will be a blessing. Teaching the truth of God can be a difficult matter. Our minds are dull. We rarely pick up something the first time around. It can be linked to the game of golf. How many golfers do you know? How many of them have ever had a hole in one? Few, if any. So it is with the Lord. His objective is to get the wisdom of God down in our hearts. But he must patiently work at it. Rarely do we learn the lesson the first time around. Like a golfer, God sends it in our direction by the Holy Spirit, but we can't quite grasp it. So he sends it again from another angle. This time it strikes a bit closer, but we're still unable to take it in. After a few more attempts, he finally breaks through to us, and we see what it's all about. In this book, the Lord is doing that with us. He reveals one facet of a thing, lets it soak in for a while, and then shows it to us from another angle. In this passage, we get another look at the wisdom of God. We are to hold it fast and keep it secure. Held as a passing idea, it will do us little good. But if it becomes the guiding principle of life, it will stand us in good stead for time and eternity. The first promise is that it will be life to thy soul. The wisdom of the world is totally devoid of life and energy. The unregenerate soul is alienated from the life of God and is therefore dead. But the psalmist records the great promise from God. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It gives understanding to the simple. The Bible says, for wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to them that have it. The wisdom of God is also an ornament of grace to the life that is governed by it. That life is attractive. It shines with the inner luster of sound judgment and discretion. Now, I know people like that. Their lives glow with a quiet confidence that comes from a life lived under the shadow of the Almighty. They have walked with Him, learned from Him, and obeyed Him. You can see it in their eyes, hear it in their speech, and observe it in their lives. Their souls are alive. Their countenance is made bright by the inner glow of the power of God actively at work within them. For this is the promise to the one who walks steadfastly along wisdom's path. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation.